From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Syrian crisis is dominating John Kerry's agenda in his debut trip overseas as Secretary of State. Today, in Britain, Kerry called on Syrian opposition leaders to meet him in Rome to discuss what else the U.S. can do to help them. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Kerry says he understands the frustrations of Syrians who have been seeking more help in their bid to topple Bashar al-Assad's regime. He, too, says he wants to change Assad's calculus, and his meetings in Europe are focused on that.
This moment is ripe for us to be considering what more we can do.
Kerry was speaking in London alongside British Foreign Secretary William Hague, who suggested his country might soon offer non-lethal aid to rebel fighters in Syria. As Hague put it, our policy cannot stay static in the face of ongoing atrocities by the Syrian regime. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, London.
As Rome prepares to host a Syrian opposition conference this Thursday, all eyes are also on the Vatican's next step to choosing the next pope and its reaction to new controversy. British media report that Cardinal Keith O'Brien has pulled out from the conclave to choose a pontiff after allegations surfaced that he engaged in inappropriate behavior with other priests. Blizzard warnings and watches are in effect as a winter storm packing high winds and snow travels across Texas and toward Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports forecasters also warn the storm could possibly cause tornadoes in the southeast.
Wind gusts of up to 65 miles per hour and drifting snow made for whiteout conditions and impassable roads in the Texas Panhandle. Even snow plows were forced off roads, and Texas officials called in the National Guard to help stranded motorists and to respond to emergency calls. There have been plenty of road closures in the Central Plains, and the Weather Service warns that travel could be very dangerous until Tuesday morning. A blizzard warning is in effect for the Oklahoma Panhandle and counties along the Kansas border. Meteorologists say the storm might also cause tornadoes from Louisiana to Georgia. Despite those concerns, some farmers say the moisture is a welcome relief from the worst drought in 50 years. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
A trial is underway to determine how much more money BP and other companies should pay for the 2010 Gulf oil disaster. Environmentalist Steve Cochran with the Mississippi River Delta Land, Water, and Wildlife says he wants the court to make a statement that can forever change how business is done in the Gulf.
Send a very powerful signal to every operator in the Gulf, every company that's doing business out there, that this is too important to cut corners, to try to save a buck, to destroy the coast in the meantime.
BP, which is also expected to present its side, has said it expects to pay a total of $42 billion to fully resolve its part in the oil disaster. But the federal government and attorneys for businesses and individuals say they're hoping to make BP pay much more. Dow is down 76 points at 13,926. This is NPR News. A horse meat scandal has spread to the cafeterias of popular world furniture retailer IKEA. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that horse meat has been detected in IKEA's Swedish meatballs.
Swedish media are reporting that traces of horse meat were found by Czech inspectors in IKEA's Danish-imported beef, demonstrating the true international nature of the scandal. IKEA announced on its Facebook page that it was withdrawing its meatballs in stores in 14 countries. At an IKEA just outside of Paris, diners Alain and Martin say they're surprised.
I thought it was something very natural, and for me, it's impossible to find this here.
It's difficult to explain in English, but yeah, it's a reputation.
Alain says with IKEA's image of organization and precision, he never thought it would get caught up in the horse meat scandal. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
An Italian prosecutor has formally requested a manslaughter indictment against the captain of the ill-fated Costa Concordia cruise ship, where 32 people died when the ship capsized off Tuscany last year. A judge is deciding whether Francesco Schettino and five others should go on trial. The former heads of AOL, Mozilla, and other online giants are organizing a virtual march to overhaul immigration law in the U.S. They say they are especially interested in attracting immigrants who want to work in high-tech fields. Organizers say that sometime this spring they plan to flood lawmakers' offices with messages via social networking sites, by phone, and in person. Their announcement comes just weeks after a bipartisan group of lawmakers announced proposals for sweeping changes to immigration. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.